I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Remember a while back when we told you about New Tribe's mission dedicating the first of its aircraft replacement fleet? That was 2 years ago. And the first Kodiak airplane is finally on its way. NTM's Jim Sim says it should be leaving U.S. soil tomorrow. Destination? Indonesia. The plane will help clear the way for church planning, and it saves missionaries weeks of travel time. It lets them get straight to work.
In the day of the smartphone and all of the communication aids that we have, it's hard to imagine that there's still people that have never heard about Jesus, but that is the case. And these people are located in some very remote locations.
Meanwhile, last Sunday, Pastor Yousef Nanarkhani marked 1,000 days since he was imprisoned in Iran for apostasy. But Christian Solidarity Worldwide says he may be facing fresh charges to make that death sentence more acceptable. The new trial date slated for September 8th, and he'll be looking at crimes against national security and possibly blasphemy. So far, he's refused to recant his faith, asked God to give him courage and strength as he wears Christ's name. And caring encounters are happening every day in Japan with victims of the 2011 earthquake. The Evangelical Alliance mission, or team, is still working with Crash Japan to respond to the disaster. Team's Paul Nethercott says government cleanup has gone well, but their team is meeting the invisible needs. Volunteers create relaxed environments with mobile cafes, concerts, or tea ceremonies, and these allow the victims just the chance to talk. Even better,
people know that these thousands of volunteers are Christians, and there are people that are believing in Jesus Christ, and many hearts have been softened.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.